This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In the contest for the title, Foulest Smelling Food in the World, there are very few real top contenders. Bless Sweden for its delectable dish, surströmming, canned rotten herring, a product sadly unavailable in most of the United States. But NPR's intrepid Ari Shapiro has a Swedish connection, and he used it to get a taste.
My roommate Anna grew up in Sweden, and she happened to be visiting home just when this year's batch of surströmming arrived on the shelves, fresh out of the fermenting barrels in hockey puck-shaped red tins. Surströmming season is apparently a big deal in Sweden, like when the crop of Beaujolais Nouveau arrives in France. But surströmming tastes nothing like Beaujolais. You have to open the can underwater. Otherwise, the highly pressurized rotten fish juices might squirt out at you, and the smell will not go away. It's also best eaten outdoors, where the wind can help dissipate the stench. So picture late summer in northern Sweden, smorgasbords set up outside, lots of aquavit, the local drink of choice, and surströmming roll-ups made with flatbread, potatoes, and raw onions. The onions are supposed to cut the flavor of the fish. My roommate, two very brave friends, and I recently staged our own surströmming tasting on the roof of a Boston apartment building with some of the cans that Anna brought back from Sweden. My friend Mike had no problem with it.
It's very salty. It's very fishy. But again, if you simply really close your nose, you could do it. Now, why you would want to just be able to do it for the sake of doing it, I'm not sure. Maybe it's a means to the aquavit.
Anna calls the surströmming roll-up a Viking hamburger. It started out as a Viking tradition. It let people preserve the herring catch in the days before refrigeration. But as the smell wafted over us, we wondered, why would anyone eat it today?
That's a million-dollar question. It is so strong.
Marcus Samuelson is one of the foremost authorities on Scandinavian food in America. He's the executive chef and owner of Aquavit Restaurant in New York. He also has a new cookbook out called Aquavit and the New Scandinavian Cuisine. I thought that if anyone could offer insight into the appeal of surströmming, he could.
Well, I mean, remarkable foods is just different where you are in the world. You know, I tell you, the first time I had an oyster, I didn't know what to do with it. I'm like, what is this texture? Oh my God, what am I going to do with it? I'm going to spit it out. And then you learn how to love it. So same thing with kimchi, same thing with all of these things that are weird for us in the beginning. But there's always a bridge over when we start to love it.
But Samuelson hasn't crossed that bridge with surströmming yet. People in Sweden devour over 1 million cans a year. It's mostly popular in the north, far from Sweden's major cities. Finally, with support from roommate and friends, I decided to taste it for myself.
Oh, God.
I told you not to chew.
It's coming out.
I couldn't do it. I need more aquavit. I couldn't do it. Oh, God. I swear to God, I made a good faith effort.
Okay. Can I have another paper towel, please?
Yeah.
And a beer.
From Day to Day, I'm Ari Shapiro.
Oh, God.